We are just trying to make the world a better place.
If
the world
make it a better place
for you. What's up, everyone? I'm Useniana. To start with, I'd like to say welcome, happy new year to you. And holiday is over. Holiday is practically over, and it's been a while since we last recorded. I know several people are texted asking, Anna, are you going to do something? When next is an episode dropping? Yadi yadi yada. And I'm saying, I'm sorry for keeping you waiting and taking this long to record another episode. There's nothing too much to say today because Miss Ra is not here with me and it's just me. So considering that we're just starting the year, to be fair, I'm just starting my own year this February. And I have a long list of things to achieve. Nothing too much. Just that I would like to learn more this year and do a little bit of research as regards the environment space and bring you interesting stuff to talk about, to listen, to learn as well. This year, I don't know what exactly I am doing. I don't know exactly what I am doing this year, but in line with my goals and aspiration and things I really want for the podcast is to make sure that we have interesting and juicy stuff to talk about as regards the environment. So about a week or let's say 2 weeks ago prior to this recording, a news popped up on my timeline and I read through it. It stated that Lagos State government had banned styrofoam plastics, and it got some type of way, and my father sent it to me. In his words, he said, let me read it out. In his words, he said, okay, he said, as a scientist, can you analyze the claim in this video? Because there was a video, you know, video that was going viral on our parents' WhatsApp groups and all of that. So he sent them to me and he said, as a scientist, can you analyze the claim in this video? For me, I told him that, yeah, the video is very much correct. Plastics are chemical, petrochemical products, and they are non-biodegradable. Then he was like, eh. So as NAFTA and LACEPA made pronunciation about it, yada, yada, yada. Then I told him, yes, LACEPA did. LACEPA did, and they said they banned the product. They banned the use of that particular product because elsewise, it wasn't doing anything. Like, it does more harm to the health than good. And it does really crazy harm to the environment. Yeah. And it makes the state non-aesthetically pleasing. So, today, I am actually discussing on styrofoams. Have you ever been to, like, any party? Let's say there is this... party in your neighborhood, and as for me, I crash parties a lot and I like to take takeaways home. So there are certain parties that you attend, certain events that you attend, and they give you food in styrofoam plastics. They don't look aesthetically pleasing, especially when it is, you know, jollof rice that are not actually jollof rice, that they are wannabe jollof rice, and fried egg fish on it. When they pack your food in this type of plastics, in styrofoam plastic, they do not look aesthetically pleasing at all. And as a student, you just want to eat. You'd take them and, yeah. Along the line, it does more harm to the body because sometimes you might consume, maybe it had already broken into the food and you just chew and you eat and all of that. It does more harm to the body than it does good. And that's why I said, styrofoams are not aesthetically pleasing in any form. When they use it to pack food, the food doesn't look good. When you are done consuming the content, it litters the environment and still doesn't make the environment look good. So what is the use of that type of plastic? And it became like an uproar on the internet and everybody started discussing around it, saying many people were affirming to the state government and saying they really enjoy the fact that particular plastic has been banned, while some people started going against it and saying we have other pressing issues in the state as regards the environment in this case. We have other pressing issues in the state and all of that. And somebody mentioned the thing and said, do we think it is possible? Do we think it is a thing that would eventually happen on the long run when considering that even after the ban, are we still not going to find these plastics in shops and in shops where they sell food and in shops where you want to buy stuffs? Are we not going to still see these plastics around getting sold? What is the enforcement? What is the enforcement program that has been placed as regards this particular ban? What exactly is the way out? Outside on the streets of Lagos, a random market man might not understand what a styrofoam plastic is and might not even know that it has been banned. You get me? And they said they had enforced CAI and other enforcement agencies to go around and get people to stop using them. You need to educate these people that, yo, this particular plastic does more harm. Because for my dad, he was just saying, so what's the fuss around it? Why is there so much fuss around it? So it took me time to educate him and say, come, sir, this thing is bad. It's bad. He said, but they are talking about that it cannot be microwave. I said, it's not about the microwave things, because you cannot even microwave styrofoam plastics. You can't microwave them. But to the environment, they are actually displeasing to see. Come to the drainage of every local government in Lagos State, you find styrofoam plastics in their drainage, not going anywhere. When rainy season is approaching, we start experiencing flash floods as regards to styrofoam plastics. And everywhere starts to get flooded and everywhere becomes messy. So I think to change something, you start from somewhere. To stop the use of plastics and reduction in the use of plastics as packaging material, you start from somewhere. So Lagos State starting from styrofoam plastic is a big win for us in the state and for everybody in this industry, that we are definitely going to get somewhere with time if this particular ban is enforced to even the locals and everybody gets aware that this particular plastic, we don't want to see it in the state. That way we know that we are getting ahead in many things as regards the environment and making policies work in the country and in the state especially. Because sometimes we might say Lagos State is a lawless place because people just do as they like without getting apprehended for it. If that particular ban works perfectly, then I believe that we are going to get somewhere, and it just starts by taking a step at a time. And so for this year, I would like you to take a step at a time for everything that you are going to do. For me, a step at a time is not waiting. Like, sometimes you might want to do something and maybe I believe that Lagos State might have even pushed it to become like a general thing, to become like a national ban. But it took Lagos State to take a step forward first. Everybody will catch up. So you might not necessarily need to wait for everybody. Just take a step first and let everybody catch up with you. And let everybody see the need to catch up with you. I'll put it that way. Just do your thing and make sure that at least you are doing a good thing this year and be consistent at it. And for me, I am not consistent, so I am putting this like a challenge on myself. Like, I am taking a step towards doing something better for myself and for the podcast, for bringing interesting and juicy stuff for the podcast. I would like everybody to take a step at doing something interesting as well. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. I miss Misura not being here, Sha. I hope she makes herself available and we record next time, because she has been busy trying to get school clearance done and all of that. As for me, why am I not getting clearance done? Anyways, because I can be unserious. But either ways, love and light to everybody. and I hope that we get to see more of each other. You get to see more of us and you get to hear more from us. Next week I'll be having a guest and I hope you listen. And yeah, take care. With love. Bye from Anat. Love you.